is the Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
This day's cruising, but thank God. The faster we get to the end of this thing, the better off we all are, I think.
Got a good text for you, John.
What is it?
John, I'm not looking for any more new gear for your office, but has anyone checked with Hall of Frames?
Yeah, Eric made a point about Hall of Frames in our text yesterday. I hope they had guards all around the Hall of Frames, because those people, that's an essential business that had to open day one. They're funny, too. They're actually nice people. Check on the Hall of Frames. Make sure the Hall of Frames are okay. This curfew's crushing businesses. People love to get their late-night framing needs met, and now they can't even go out after 8 o'clock.
Chill out about the curfew. It's not going to
You can't get framing done.
I have to be in at 8.
They have to close
Before
at 8 o'clock.
Before I get home after work.
It's not about me, Eric. It's about getting my framing needs met. And at 8 o'clock, if they're closed, where do I go? I'm going to try to frame at home. I'll break my hands.
Mass hysteria.
I think that's one of the exceptions. If you need to go to Hall of Frames after 8, you still can.
There will not be a crowd at Hall of Frames. We do not fear the Hall of Frames. If you guys want to stay open, it's like we're trying to comply. Don't worry about it.
This is only to arrest people in the streets that are trying to
You
protest.
Guys still have this false sense that a big crowd's coming in. You got a trickle-in population here. You do great work. But let's not worry about a pack of protesters busting it up. Although I say that, and the piano store got blown up. So
the framed Jake Logan pictures
those are
from
great.
This past weekend.
He's good. It is time now, and look who's back, for your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And by the way, when Chase Elliott wins, you win. It all seems so frivolous, doesn't it? Free fried pickles for a top 10 finish when Chase gets going. And a win gets you 10 free boneless wings for the purchase of any 10 wings. Heck, I'm kind of rooting for a top 10 finish there.
Come
I love
on,
those fried
Chase.
Pickles. Valid the day after a Chase Elliott win. Did he win yesterday? I think someone else won. Did he top 10? Do I get my pickles?
Brad Keselowski won yesterday.
Where's Chase?
Yeah.
10? Top 10? Come on, Chase. Give me some
top
pickles,
five.
Brother.
Five.
Pickles.
No, outside the top.
No pickles. No pickles. Couldn't bring it up. All right. Well.
22nd.
Oh. Well, that'll get you spit in a Coke.
Of all the damn sports to come back, it had to be NASCAR.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
It's the safest one. Although, it's over. The crowds I'm seeing this weekend are not one mention of it. We can go have shows and dance and do things together and because we don't care. Silly. Anyway, so Chase didn't do anything yesterday, but Hooters still has great stuff you can get involved in. And they're back. They're our sponsors for the Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Got a couple of fun facts. The Michelin Man originally was drawn with a glass of champagne in his hand, and he was called the Road Drunkard. In France, his name is Bibendum.
Huh?
Bibendum.
Okay.
Nunc est Bibendum means now it is time to drink. They're celebrating the technology of this tire.
Oh, making rubber.
Yeah. So first they put him up there, the mascot with the champagne.
And what's his name in Okinawa?
Ted.
No, it's not. You lie, Brady.
I did.
Thanks for the admission. Yeah,
well, you gave us
Thanks
France.
Thanks for clearing it up because I was in the middle of that. I had no idea.
You gave us France.
Well,
I mean,
he was invented
all the
in
other
France.
Countries.
He's French. He's a French invention. Michelin, by the way, is a French word.
But I want names in other countries.
They don't do that, Eric. They don't go, all right, here we are. We have invented tire and Michelin. Now we have to come up with all the different names for every culture. To be fair.
Yeah, exactly.
We call him Bibendum. In Okinawa, he will be known as... Happy Lucky Fun Ball.
Bob. There have been 523 people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, and 488 of them have been caught.
Wow. That's good.
Children in Armenia are required to learn chess in school. It's the only country in the world where
and it's working.
Chess class is mandatory.
Ask the Kardashians. You can't beat them at chess.
Tough.
Unbelievable. No? Oh, they're Armenian. That's ingrained in them. When I lived in Glendale, California, which is the second highest population of Armenians outside of Armenia, they play chess and bocce ball all day long. They have parks dedicated to chess. Now I know why. I had no idea. I just thought it was just a bunch of old people that liked it. Yeah, the parks have full-size ground chess and tables everywhere. and the best manicured lawns I've ever seen in my life at those parks for the bocce ball. But they were playing chess like crazy. I used to go down there and hang out with those old dudes. They'd fight all day long and then just go home friends.
Got some great news for Costco fans. The CFO says they're returning sampling the middle of this month. And get your Costco samples.
And go get your free
celebration
sausages.
The elderly rejoice.
We couldn't make it without that, could we?
It's been tough, right, Brady?
It has. It's been.
Go around one more time. I don't think she recognized us, Kirby. Go get
two. Whoa, what do you got here?
Is that a necessary worker, the sausage lady?
The elderly person?
Yes.
I like when my favorite part, and I don't go to a lot of Costco because I don't have a need for 72 rolls of toilet paper when one buy. I don't have 8 kids. But I like when the person behind the thing gets like, oh, I got to tap out. And they replace them with a new person because their job just got so hard with their Easy Bake Oven and their sausage
links. Where are the ravioli?
I can't. I've been up here for an hour. I can't hand them out anymore. The toothpicks are getting heavier. Did you just tap out on that? You should be able to do this for 8 hours, lady. There's no way you should have to take a break from this job. Thank your lucky stars you got the easiest gig ever. These and the ones who don't even have to cook, just like the cocktail fruits.
Yeah.
And they're putting those in little cups, and people still walk by, and they look upset.
Or the vitamin water or something like that.
Just pouring cups.
I kind of imagine that's where all our promotions crew ended up. They're doing the sampling at the Costco now.
Well, they're qualified. Not all of them. I don't think I want Nick the Beard handing me any sausage treats. Just rub it on your pubes. What the hell's with all the hair?
Corey Calhoun's
down there.
He's got
that beard net on.
Calhoun is just everything he does. It's like, it's also infused with weed. Was that intentional?
No. I infuse it with weed just by being near it. Now you, my friend, are infused with weed for talking to me.
Welcome.
You're welcome. You're going to like it.
Thanks, Corey Calhoun, for infusing the world with weed.
Sorry about that. And I have to let you know if you have a drug test coming up at your work, I've infused you with weed. You can fail it.
This 19-year-old paralyzed man tried to rob a jewelry store in Canela, Brazil. The worker there said the teen had come into this shop, was hanging around for about 10 minutes, said someone went by and he thought it might have been a homeless guy at first. And then someone handed him some money. Then the kid basically whipped out a note with his feet, handed the note to the worker saying, hand over the jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
And then he held up a gun with his feet.
It's armed robbery with no arm.
Yeah. And he had cerebral palsy on top of that.
Palsy?
Yep. So they called 911 and the police got him. A family member showed up and said, yeah, you can go ahead and question him on the motive behind the robbery.
They allowed the robbery to go to the guy rolled away?
Well, no, the family member showed up to the station.
No, I'm saying he... Oh, he was caught immediately.
Immediately.
Like in the thing. The jeweler just moved his foot and punched him.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
that's what you do. That's the training I recommend. Right. If a guy with no arms has a gun in his feet, redirect that weapon and punch him square in his little crippled face.
And it was a toy gun.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You think you could take him? Come on,
Jim. I know I could take him. I would throw a devastating elbow into his unguarded face.
I want to see this.
All right. Roll one up here. You think palsy's a problem? Wait till I'm done with you.
I don't believe it. I don't think you can say.
All right. Well, I'm Logan Paul, and I'm calling out all the palsies. That's who follows Logan Paul, by the way. I think they're called the palsies.
An investigation.
Please let's change that. The Paul brothers, fans of the palsies.
The palsy brothers. An investigation into the failed robbery is still ongoing.
Yeah, they caught him, right?
Yeah.
So what are they looking for?
Motive.
He wanted jewels.
Hired?
I've got
yeah,
this
I don't
figured
know.
Out. This
it's
is
like, I think
case closed.
Much, yeah.
Cops are a little busy right now.
Yeah, they got a lot on their mind.
Might have to hold off on that.
Is he a white guy?
Brazilian.
Hmm. They don't have the problems we have.
Oh, they're okay.
Why don't they just do like they do in Brazil and shoot him, bury him, and nobody ever investigates?
They got to wait for they just want to make sure. They investigated a little bit further, and then you won't hear about the case anymore.
Okay. Pretty sure. Just all you got to do is just move his leg out of the way, and you're in the fight. And he can't do much after you're past his knee.
Hey, what are you going to tell me you're doing right now?
What?
Tell me you're doing.
What?
Open your ears. Give me your tools.
I'm going to hit him in the face. He moved the gun. He can't defend his face.
Don't hit me. I have palsy.
No, you pulled the gun. All the rules have been off the table now. I'm going to blast your palsy ass with five balled up friends.
And he got some cash earlier.
Well, I don't know how this happened. People felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
I mean, you, Brady, if like a dude with palsy rolled up with a gun in his foot and no arm, I'm like, give me your money. All right, here you go. What am I going to do? You're not a hero if you beat up the
dude
in the wheelchair.
Put it between your pinky toe and what do you want?
Where do you want me to stuff this money? Your pocket?
Yeah, put it in my pocket.
All right, so I'm doing most of the heavy lifting here on your robbery. Because I'm actually transferring the money into your pocket. That's... If you're going to let me get close enough to put it in your pocket, I'm going to elbow you in your face. I'm sorry. Catch one of these right across the bridge.
I hadn't prepared for that.
Oh, Dan, you hit a man in a wheelchair with no arm.
You pulled a gun on me with your feet. I don't know what you're capable of.
You got the
Is that the correct term, pull a gun?
I don't know what you... I don't know how I didn't see that. It's part of this is my fault for allowing you to fumble around for a second in your pocket with your foot. I thought you'd play the guitar or something.
I was definitely in a false sense of security.
I would. Looking at would you blast that guy? Full out, just cock that arm back and whoo.
Take him out?
Yeah.
No.
He pulled a gun on you.
Still not worried.
I am. And him, I'm not worried anymore because he's going to sleep.
It you would 12 gauge.
What would you
pump.
Do?
Hug him.
You'd hug him and I'd give go, him your money.
Look at that.
He's got a gun on you.
Oh, you'd laugh at him.
Yeah, I'd laugh at
you'd
him.
You'd be laughing when
shoot.
He shoots you in the face.
Dare ya.
He can shoot it if he can hold it with his foot. You just got to move it. Once you're past the threat.
I don't know if laughing is the right answer.
Yeah, I'm taking him out.
Yeah, punch?
Sure. Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Elbow. Bridge him. Across the deck.
What if it takes blasting?
And if I had a jewel-encrusted scepter, you know.
All right, now we're just getting silly.
That's a jewelry store. Whatever.
Why would that? When's the last jewelry store you saw that sold
scepters? Take them out with
them. Dude, those are huge right now.
In Brazil, they're big.
Yeah, come on.
Crunk chalice, whatever.
No. Be realistic here about beating up the people.
A lot of crosses, yeah.
Yeah, some heavy rope.
Oh, I'd have a cross.
Hit him with a cross.
I'd have a cross stuck on that guy's ass. Bridge of his nose is just shattered. One eye's bugged out.
Johnny Gregoric is one of the country's best middle distance runners. And on Saturday, he put on a pair of blue jeans and ran the fastest mile in a pair of blue jeans. He ran around the track at Master's School in Dobbs Ferry, New York. Ran the mile in a pair of blue jeans in 4 minutes and 6 seconds. Previous record was 4:11.
That's the official time. I think unofficially, a whole bunch of folks on 9/11 beat that. Because I
not sure if it was a mile, though.
And I also know that my ex-girlfriend who was there in those towers said she. Next thing she knew, she was in Brooklyn. She didn't even know how they got there, but it was a minute later. The hell of a run.
That's getting it done, though.
I don't know how many people have tried this. I mean, you're fast in the first place at that time.
That's
4:06 mile. When will we have the blue jean sub-4 is what I want to
yeah.
know.
Yeah. We'll end it with a...
There's been plenty of events where things have blown up. I'm sure Nagasaki had a couple blue jean champions, 2 minute miles.
Got just
were they
outside
big
of the blast
back?
Whoa, this isn't good. Run! I don't want to say, but I think we break blue jean record for mile today.
Not
unimportant. That's not important right now.
Right. There's the
mushroom
line
crowd.
I made it past.
Mushroom crowd.
Unfortunately, it's an island, so they can't go that far.
Yeah, but it's not like a mile-long island. It's pretty big. Pretty good-sized island. You're going to get a couple miles running. It's a half mile one direction or the other. We didn't need two bombs. We have to touch and go back. Touch wall, go back. No, it's not. It's bigger than that. No, you run half mile, touch wall, go back. Touch other wall, 1 mile. You can run right through mushroom crowd.
You can't keep running like Forrest Gump.
That's right. You actually can. Plus, they're small.
We'll end it with a medical radio video. Not sure if you saw this, but the girl that was born with 2 mouths.
What? Mm.
Craniofacial duplication.
Yeah. Is she hot?
She's cute. She's totes adorable.
Are they going to keep it?
In the third trimester, they discovered that what they thought was a cyst.
This is a black couple dancing.
Yeah, this is a commercial for people painting.
People painting.
Commercial for halts.
Is this for warts? They always make it look like the normal family's doing normal stuff, and it turns out one of them had warts.
Touching each other.
See, we're all good now.
See, I can touch him now.
We have kids and stuff. Talts. For people with warts that want regular lives. What does talts
say? Why is this the video?
What does talts say? I don't care anymore about anything but whatever talts is.
You don't want to see the girl with two mouths?
No, Brady's going to lose his mind.
Why not me, God?
There's early on.
No, this is disappointing.
No, it starts to develop.
Oh, I
and
see.
And then we have a skill shot.
Talts is for me. It's for psoriasis and plaque psoriasis.
I don't even need to be a commercial.
Man, they've got so much stuff for you. It's ridiculous. And you don't use any of it.
Nope.
Just
not doing it.
Lotion will do it. Well, this is nothing. Scroll down. Big deal.
Ah!
Is it?
Ah!
Kind of looks like a nasal cavity. Two noses more than two.
And this
noses.
Is
finally,
all.
It finally developed where it could get a full smile in.
Get a couple bites.
This is all parents think about when they say your kid's right. about to be born.
Yeah. When the doctors double call mouth. It please. An accessory mouth.
Yeah. You've got your purse mouth. It's a Louis Vuitton. Just keeping up with the Kardashians for sure. Well, that's the worst woman alive. She's got a mouth for business and a mouth for talking. You can never shut up.
Great conversation starter, though.
God's sakes.
When you're older at the bar.
This is my wife. Wait, which one do you use? So I use the upper one. So you want to give her a kiss over here because that one's ruined.
Which one does she argue out of?
Oh, constant talking.
Nobody's marrying that woman. Come on, let's be honest.
It's a good point. She's definitely going to rot away alone as a cat lady. Talking out of both sides of her mouth. Wait, she doesn't have to. She's got two.
You could never use that phrase.
You know what? You're double talking again. You say one thing and then you contradict it with the other mouth.
You're talking about my mouth again.
Yeah, I am. How could I not? Red herring.
John, that baby's tragic, but I got to jump back a bit. I swear Brady started his other story saying that dude was paralyzed, which I couldn't get past how shocking it was that he pulled a gun with his feet.
He could have been paralyzed from the waist up, but does it matter? He has no arm, so he can't move his spine.
Paraplegic.
He's got two. Well, he's missing two. Is that paraplegia when you're just missing two, or is it double amputee? Is there a difference?
Paraplegic is when you can't move. Half your body's paralyzed. Yeah, but
paraplegic is two. Quadriplegic is four, or full, right?
Yeah.
But if you're just missing two limbs, you're just a double amputee.
Right.
So it's not paraplegia. Right. Maybe it is. I don't know if it falls into
so
the
same
category.
I think he has all his limbs if he's a paraplegic.
He doesn't.
But two don't function.
If paraplegia, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But he's not. I think he's missing arms. I think I saw a picture of this. It's the same thing. Dude had no arms at all. Either way, if he's floating a gun in his feet, I'm pretty sure the arms are useless. I'm going to punch him.
Are you fired as a newsman for saying he got away on foot?
He wasn't walking either.
Right.
Yeah, what do you need the wheelchair for? If he can wield a gun with his feet, he can certainly walk. A little top heavy. Maybe he is paraplegic. Maybe his upper body is, if his spine's that damaged, his legs aren't
that, if he's that rubbery?
Yeah. He's,
whoa.
Oh, I can't. I need the chair for, I'm going to throw up. I'm like a flower in the wind. I'm going to take up a life of crime. I think this is the best option for you. Put these jeans on and run a mile. You'll break the record for paraplegic in jeans running a mile with no arms.
Start.
And palsy.
Touch wall, come
You're
back.
You're going to break the rule. What do I do? Touch the end of Japan and then come back. Go to the end of Japan and then go to the front of it, and it's a mile.
I've reached the
record.
End.
Eric's not really good with geography. He's pretty sure that it's from here to Circle K and back is Japan.
You can't go forever.
It's an island, John.
I know, but there are big islands. So is Australia.
That's true.
It's also a continent that's so big.
That's a good point.
Well, yeah, because yours is so bad. You're not setting the bar high for good points.
Yeah, but Japan doesn't look very big on the
that's right.
globe.
It's the size of my finger on a map.
Tiny.
How do those little people live on that?
Australia is like my palm.
Yeah, it's big. It's a beast. You could fit so many Japanese in it. And they do. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. Fun. We should just riot all the time. Brings out the best in us.
There's your size comparison. It's as big as the Eastern Seaboard.
It's pretty big. It's Maine to Florida.
That's nothing.
Yeah, I can run that. Yeah.
Forrest Gump went all the way
actually,
to the
east-west, I get you, but north-south, you're going to log some time.
Yeah. It looks like a fried chicken finger that went in there too long. Plus, you forget the island. So it goes all the way from Maine to Florida and then down to through the Gulf of Mexico with the little dippy islands.
Yep.
But, you know, run to this end, touch, and come back is a mile. Because it looks small. The ocean's huge. Honestly, didn't think Japan was that big, though.
I didn't want to jump bigger into that either, but I was like, oh, yeah, that's
fake news. It's fake news. I don't believe it.
That's probably true. What can you believe anymore?
Yeah, don't believe anything.
By the way, it's flat. Japan. They think it's round, but it's not.
So, here's Australia compared to us.
It's a monster.
New Zealand compared to us.
Not very big.
Canada.
That's Canada on top of us there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Russia.
Or Russia, sorry. Yeah,
I didn't know there was Canada a Moscow, Canada. Yeah,
Russia's about the same size. I thought it would be bigger.
Brazil?
Huh. Yeah, Soviet Union, when it was going, that thing was ridiculous.
India, half the size.
Yeah, India's not very big. Africa, however, massive. But that's a continent.
I was going to say, also not a country.
Well, they're competent. They got Canada and Mexico in the thing. I'm confused.
China?
About the same. A little bigger. That's a neat little website. What do you got there?
Boardpanda.com.
That's it. Yes. Fits me perfect right now.
Yeah, nothing going on.
Well, I don't need to see anything else. I'd rather just kind of
look at this crap.
Dive into garbage.
What? See?
Chile, now, you got an argument there going back and forth in Santiago. Yeah. That might be a half mile side to side.
Without me questioning, you'd have never found this site.
Honestly think that Chile, if you're walking towards someone and they're walking toward you, you got to turn sideways. That thing's narrow.
It does
narrow.
Seem like, yeah, very there's narrow. A hallway somewhere.
They can't even fit the dot in for Santiago.
Yeah, if you're running back and forth, that looks like a mile.
Yep.
I could traverse that area. That city above Santiago, Pierre, does that say
yep,
Pierre?
Yep.
I think I can run left to right on that one and be home in time for dinner.
Yep.
Interesting.
The last comparison is Logan Paul over the United States.
He's just
huge
a dot.
His ego.
Yeah, a dot. Yeah. The palsies are out.
Are they pissed off at you?
No, I don't care.
Are they emailing?
They can email all they want. I doubt it. They're all 13. They don't listen.
Oh, they'll email Brady or TikTok with
Brady.
Yeah,
Brady, find all your friends on palsies. Brady's probably a palsy.
Logan's the man.
I've been following him for years.
I love Logan. His brother are lit, I think. That's still good.
Let's get ourselves all loaded up and ready for a Guadalupe replay, shall we? And we're going to give you a word for the man cave upgrade in just seconds. Pay attention. Get your phones out. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.